This is Outside the Lines Studio.
How are you, Amy?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So we're at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We have a wonderful group of people with us today.
Yes.
We're going to say our names. Let's start over here.
Patrick.
Alice.
Joanne.
CJ.
Michaela, and on the left is Nick.
Thank you. And who else is here?
Natalie.
And Grace.
And I'm Emily. We'll be here with you until 2 today. We picked out a bunch of our favorite songs to play. So we're excited to share those with everybody. Alice, do you want to share your song first today with everybody?
Time After Time.
And who sings Time After Time?
Sydney Rother. Does she sing that? Time after time.
right. Thank you, Alice. Patrick, are you ready to share a song next?
I'll hop for my friends from the Beatles.
Cool.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friend. I get high with a little help from my friend. Gonna try with a little help from my friend. Patrick, let's see. John, would you like to play a song next?
Saturday.
Saturday in the Park. Who sings Saturday in the Park,
John? Chicago.
Singing for a song. Will you help him
Patrick?
Nice.
Love it. You did good, John. That was a good song.
That was.
All right. So moving along. Who wants to go next? CJ? Yeah? Michaela, do you want to pass the microphone to CJ? All right. What song would you like to hear, CJ?
Michael Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beat It, right? Okay.
Yeah.
a good song, CJ. I like that song, CJ.
All right. Michaela, do you want to share a song next?
It's called Butterfly by Mariah Carey.
All right. Butterfly by Mariah Carey. Next, we've got a song for Nick. This is Hand Clap by Fitz and the Tantrums.
Even know I can make your hands clap. Said I can make your hands clap. Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing control. You're like a drug to me, a luxury, my sugar and gold. I want your sex and your affection when they're holding you close. Cause you don't even know.
Song. Let's see. Do we want to say hello to our friends listening to us back at OTL?
Yeah.
You want to say hi?
Mike. Mike J. If you're listening, please call when you're leaving, and I would appreciate it if you call. When you are leaving where you are, evidently out with Clovis, and I would appreciate a phone call when you're ready to leave. And we can do my job at Sugar's and cash in my soda bottles. Okay. Thank you.
All right, John. Anybody else have a little shout out for somebody?
All right. Alice?
That everybody that listened to at the studio.
You're saying hi to everybody at OTL?
Well, yeah. The ones that are working at the studio.
Yeah.
Like Billy.
Oh, nice.
And that Jersey.
Yeah, shout out to Jersey who came to visit today.
And like the other girl. I won't forget the other girl, Crystal.
Nice, yeah. All right, well, let's jump back into our music. So we have a request from Tony next. We're going to play Donna Summer with Hot Stuff.
Thank you.
right. Thanks, Tony. Love Donna Summer. Let's see. So next up, we're going to play a song for David. This is Johnny Cash with A Boy Named Sue.
Sue. Boy Named Sue.
Well, my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much.
Johnny Cash?
Just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue.
Sue.
Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue.
Sue.
Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue.
Sue.
Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue.
Sue.
How do you do? How you gonna die?
How you do?
Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes. He went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. Said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me, and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in your eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still ain't that man.
That's a good one.
Thanks, David. I think now is a good time for us to read a PSA. Michaela, do you want to help us with that today?
Yes.
All right.
May is National Bike Month. Mm-hmm. Should I read those or no? May is National Bike Month. And the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass. then give adequate clearance. A cyclist clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
That's right. Good, Michaela.
Thank you, Michaela.
Good job, Michaela.
Good job. All right. So next, we're going to get back to our music. We've got a request from Michelle. She requested this for Mother's Day, and it's by The Intruders. I'll always love my mama. Thank you, Michelle. Next, we've got a song request from our friend Martin. This is Zager and Evans with In the Year 2525.
Wow.
In the year 2525, if man is still alive, if woman can survive, they may fall.
In the year
3535, ain't gonna need to tell the truth, tell no lies. Everything you think, do, and say is in the pill you took today. In the year 4545, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 5555, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do.
Look at me doing that.
That for you in the year 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too.
Yeah, that's what
from the bottom of a long glass tube. Guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 8510, God is gonna shake his mighty head. He'll either say I'm pleased where man has been, or tear it down and start again. Now it's been 10,000 years. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through, but through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away. Maybe it's only yesterday. In the year 2525.
That's a good song.
All right. Thank you, Martin. Next, we have a request from Denise. This is Don't Dream It's Over by Crowded House.
There's a hole in the road.
pick the good one. Right?
Favorite song for Kim is Who Let the Dogs Out?
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 While the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah, V.I.O.
And everybody was
having a ball.
V.I.O.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
V.I.O.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Billy Bondens, get out. Get back, Gruffy. Bust, Gruffy. Get back, you see. Invest in mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah, V.I.O.
Two little girls calling them canine. Hey,
V.I.O.
But they tell me, hey, man, part of the party.
V.I.O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Say, my doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. No, doggy, hold it.
My doggy is nothing if he don't have a bone.
Oh, doggy, hold your bone. No, doggy, hold it. Who let
the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Kim picked
out.
Right?
Right. Yeah, it's Kim's favorite song. So we have time for one more song. This last request is for D. This is When I'm 64 by the Beatles.
Oh. When I'm 64.
And say
1964.
That's a good song.
Yeah, thanks,
by
Steve.
By when you're 64.
Yeah. All right, let's give a thank you to our intern, Grace, who's her last day today.
Last day, Grace.
Oh, Grace, where's Freddie?
And we'll say thank you to our
see
other
you,
interns.
See you.
Thank you to Abel, job. Kristen, and Shannon.
Yeah, and Kristen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All
we'll
right.
Say hi to Kristen.
So this has been our show. We'll be back next week, and thank you for listening.
Everyone that I know growing old, growing old. I've been walking around with the biggest fools in town. Time.